Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Never cry, nor will you hear a sweet lullaby.
You might not hear that song a lot on radio rotation. There's a reason for that I'm going to get to in just a moment. That's Seals and Cross, Unborn Child. And I will play part of that in just a moment. But I welcome you back to the show. Go to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Get the podcasts. Share those far and wide. I was just talking about crime, and I really hope that the message that I was trying to get across was I'm not diminishing rape. I'm not diminishing assault. I'm just saying that it is open. It can be open to interpretation. Not all the time. Usually, sometimes it is what it is, but it also can be open to interpretation. Crimes of interpretation are up, like hate crime and those two things, and then everything else is down, which is something that we need to really take a look at, don't we, in our society? Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring that up. So, because, and the whole reason, just because sometimes people come in and out of the show so much, the whole reason I was saying that was because if you look at the papers today, you will think all crime is up, and it's not. It's definitely not. So, let's talk for a moment. I'm going to give you the bad, and then I want to give you the hero story, okay? Let's do the bad first. Let's get that out of the way, because I do think this is rather horrific. By the way, before I go there, I just wanted to mention Gorsuch is kind of sending mixed signals. He's our Supreme Court, one of our judges on the Supreme Court, right? Giving mixed signals during the Supreme Court arguments on redefining sex discrimination, because the whole thing is about fluid, understanding what fluid means to biological sex in scores of different kinds of policies. So I just kind of wanted to mention that. We'll keep an eye on it, and we can kind of do a well-rounded, you know, episode on it. But it is I just cannot believe that this is what they're discussing. I mean, it's just bizarre. So with that being said, let me get to something that I think all of us need to be aware of because it can affect us. And this happened in Nevada. So Nevada passed a law, okay, that allows, and I want you to listen up because this is important and it does affect people. And I can see this happening in other states. If it's not happening in yours, you might get this very soon. But I want you to be very aware of this. Nevada passed a law allowing competent persons to sign an advance directive. Okay, we all know what that is, right? What to do in case something happens to you. Instructing that all food and water be withheld if you become incapacitated by dementia. In other words, the law is allowing people to order their future caregivers to starve and dehydrate them to death. Even if at that point of wanting food or water, you wanted it, it does allow them, it's called SB 121, it does allow them to go by the directive that was made when you were of sound mind. Scary. Really, really scary. So this is the end of life decisions addendum statement of desires portion of the advanced directive form. So you insert, you know, the name of the agent, might have to decide if you get very sick, whether to continue with your medicine or stop your medicine, even if it means you might not live. So then you again insert the name of the agent. We'll talk to you to find out what you want to do and we'll follow your wishes. If you are not able to talk to this person, you can help him or her make these decisions for you by letting your agent know what you want. Here are your choices. Circle yes or no to each of the following statements. Number one, I want to take all the medicine and receive any treatment I can to keep me alive, regardless of how the medicine or treatment make me feel. You can say yes or no. Here's where it gets interesting. I want to get food and water, even if I do not want to take medicine or receive treatment. Okay? Yes or no? I'll say that again. I want to get food and water even if I do not want to take medicine or receive treatment. You would have to state yes to that. This highlighted question, this question that I'm emphasizing, it does not involve feeding tubes, which is a medical treatment. The feeding tube's a medical treatment. So it's saying, I want to get food and water even if I do not want to take medicine or receive treatment. See, the way it's worded is, you know, you can get a feeding tube, but you can't, you know, you might not get food and water. It isn't about not providing nourishment when somebody stops eating and drinking naturally as part of the dying process, nor does it involve force feeding the patient. This provision requires withholding oral or spoon feeding. So what we need to realize is that this kind of form could force caregivers to starve patients even when they willingly eat and drink, by spoon even. Perhaps even if they even ask for food and water. Okay? And so that was coming from an article on the Nevada law, and it says, even after we stop delivering foods and liquids, other problems may arise. Most problematically, the patient may make gestures or utterances that seem to contradict their prior instructions. So does such communication revoke the advance directive when they were of sound mind? A recent court case from the Netherlands suggested that answer was no. And once the patient reaches late-stage dementia, unable to knowingly and voluntarily revoke decisions they made when they had sound mind, when they had capacity to do so. So the answer remains uncertain in the United States. And you know that this is going to get tested, right? By somebody to start with. And so I wanted to mention that because it was really talking about late-stage dementia and being very, very careful what you're signing, what you're dictating in your final wishes. It might be taken more so than you think it will. All right. So I told you I would end on something a little bit better. Okay. Because I swear things are getting complicated, aren't they? Okay. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.